Sandy Dragoo. She is the CEO and the executive director for CATA. Sandy, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
Well,
not as good as we'd like to have it this morning, but we're doing pretty good.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the program. How many people does CATA service?
11.3 million rides a year.
And how many employees do you have?
About 300.
All right, so the phone lines going down is not a good thing. Tell us when the phone lines went out. Take us from their storyline.
Well, about noon today, we are having a construction project here at CATA, and we're doing some renovation on our storage facility here at CATA, and Board of Water and Light needed to do some digging, and so we had to go to a generator, and so when we transferred over to a generator, we had something happen with some digging, and when that happened, it blew a power line that we had that covered our phones. And what it did is that it hit the main power line, not just the little power line that comes in here, but it was what the main power line out at the street. So it isn't something that is just a small piece that is the power line internally. It is the large power that is out on the street. So it took everything down. So it is not something that you have as a spare part or something that is just a local thing that AT&T can come in and just fix us or that we can just make happen right away. It is something that the closest part that we could get was in California. So it is a matter of trying to get this part on a plane and get it here. And we have had one thing right after the other that AT&T has had problems getting this part in so that they can fix us and get us back going again.
It sounds like they needed to call Miss Digg.
Oh, boy, I know. It you know, is one of those that we just thought we would get over into our auxiliary generator, which we have, so that we, you know, can just switch over and keeps our computers going, keeps our phone lines going, and then we switch right back. And we do that, and that's part of our whole plan. And we do that, and it just doesn't do anything to us because we've got all these generators, and it happens, and then we switch back, and other than giving us some notice that we were to shut computers down at 8:30 yesterday morning, it was like, okay, everybody shut their computer down, and we were going to flip back over, and then at noon, the fire alarm went on, and we all went outside and thought, okay, now we'll go back in. And when we went back in, there were no phones, and so we thought, well, okay, that'll be for a few minutes, and then the few minutes have stretched now that is going to be at least 24 hours. So we are now, they are now telling us it should be on a plane that is going to get in here to Lansing Airport at 11:30 today, and we will have somebody waiting, and AT&T then is saying they can hopefully get it in 20 minutes. Should have us up and going, and so we're hoping by 1 o'clock we'll have phones up. But that was supposed to be at 6:30 this morning too, and it hasn't happened yet. So we are just waiting and hoping. We know how many people are dependent on us, and it is, like I say, not a small thing. So it isn't like we could have that expensive of a part that is here, and AT&T has just been having problem after problem getting that part here.
When you said it went out, what time was that yesterday morning?
The phones went out about noon.
Noon, okay. And yeah, we're still without them, and with a little luck, they will come back on when?
It's supposed to be on a plane at 11:30 that gets into Capital City Airport. The AT&T people will be be there to get it off the plane. They will get back here and by 12:30, and they think it's going to take them 20 minutes to get the part on, and so they're saying with that plan, if that plan gets executed correctly, by 1 o'clock we should be up and going. It's just a matter of then getting them going. So we are hoping by 1 o'clock that they will be on, but that will be contingent on that part being on the airplane and everything going. Now, if that part is not on the airplane, but our computer guy, our IT guy, has been up all night working with them, making sure that it's on this plane, the whole thing, and we are at their mercy. So that's
Sandy,
where we are.
You sound like a boss. Heads are going to roll if that plane doesn't get in on time.
Our are at their mercy. That's...
Yeah, I think we lost Sandy Dragoo. Let's see if we can get her back on. I just have a couple of more questions. So folks trying to get into CATA, you're having challenges because the phone lines have been out since yesterday. With a little luck, they may be back online by 1 o'clock this afternoon. And so you're going to have to be patient with that, I'm sure, as they try to communicate amongst each other with breakdowns or any other challenges they have. They can use cell phones. But when it comes to the infrastructure for their phone lines, that's been a challenge. All right. We got you back. And all right. So how can people contact you? How are you communicating with your customers?
Well, the paratransit people can go with email. And if they just go in with email to paratransit@cata.org, then they can get through by the computer.
Okay, and I imagine with the emergency challenges that you may have, having cell phones, that probably helps you out a great deal there.
Yeah, and but so we're trying to do what we can with that, but if they go to email with paratransit@cata.org, that is what will help. And if for fixed route service, if they go to the website at www.cata.org.
All right.
And so if we can make it till 1, we sure do hope that that's going to be taking care of it there.
All right. Have you had a lot of complaints or people saying we're trying to get to you and we can't?
Yeah, I suppose that they're out there doing that. We're trying to do everything we can.
All right, and Sandy, we want to get you back on Monday so you can update us.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the phone here with Brittany, and
okay,
you can get a time together. We
sure
appreciate
okay
your time so
oh
much.
Well, thank you for helping us, because this helps us too. So thank you very much, Tony.